Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around the Vancouver area, across Canada and beyond. This is episode 152 of the Van Foodster Podcast. This week's episode, I talk about the 11th annual Vancouver Taco Challenge. I talk about five foodie treats. I feature Honest to Pete Coffee in Cambie Village. I feature recently opened Tutto Bel Il Gelato in Kitsilano. I feature 75 West Coast Grill Tacos and more in Richmond. I feature recently opened Estrado Coffee in Mount Pleasant. I feature Tozen Sushi Bar in the Fairview neighborhood. I feature recently opened Virtue Natural Bakery in Kitsilano. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and X at Van Foodster, as well as visit VancouverFoodster.com for everything food in Vancouver and beyond. Let's get on with this week's episode. The 11th annual Vancouver Taco Challenge is on right now, and this year we are featuring a selection of food trucks and restaurants. We've got seven different taco creations in our challenge this year, starting off with Caillou Grill Food Truck. And you can find them around the city. You kind of go to their Instagram, go to their webpage, and you can see where they are today or tomorrow and that kind of thing, all the way through until May 26th. That's the challenge ends on May 26th. Got lots of time now still to go try all these different tacos and then vote for your favorites for People's Choice. You can do that daily at VancouverFoodster.com. Caillou Grill Truck has done a lamb birria taco. So they've taken birria to the next level. Normally it's beef and they've done lamb. Their creation includes three different tacos, comes with a birria, kind of like a consomme for dipping. It looks really good and you can definitely go and try that. And then you've got Mi Casa Mexicana in Kitsilano. They're doing a taco duo of shrimp and fish created by the team, and you've got two full-size tacos there to try, shrimp and fish, and then you definitely can try them daily for dine-in or for takeout. And they're located at 2015 Burrard Street in Vancouver. Then at the Vancouver Aquarium, Chef David Lee has created the Fantastic Taco. Also includes three tacos. It is fantastic. It's available at the Courtyard Cafe inside the Vancouver Aquarium, but in order to get there, you have to pay the admission to go to the Vancouver Aquarium. So if you are going to the aquarium, taking your kids, taking the family, going yourself, whatever, once you've entered the aquarium, you can then look for the Courtyard Cafe, and this taco is available daily throughout till May 26th. It's a fantastic taco combination of tempura, Pacific cod. It looks great. All the time. Again, Vancouver Aquarium is located in Stanley Park. 75 West Coast Grill is out in Richmond, and they are doing the Barbacoa Street Taco Trio. And this is created by Matt Berta, and he has done a creative take on a taco. He makes handmade tortillas in-house using a blue corn. He's done a great job. I've tried this one. I'll talk more about this coming up later in the episode. And you can try it at the restaurant. 75 West Coast Grill is located in the Marriott Vancouver Airport Hotel, available till May 26th for lunch or dinner. And then we have Geo Cider in Squamish. They have done a stuffed poblano taco, also very creative. This is the vegetarian version of the taco. I think this may be the only vegetarian one we have in this challenge this year, but definitely want to check it out. If you are heading to Squamish or you live in Squamish, go to Geo Cider and you can try this for lunch or dinner. Two tacos come in this particular creation, and they've done a very creative job with that. And then we have Lucha Libre Taco Truck. So this one, you'll have the same thing. You'll have to look online to see where they're located. Mostly located in Port Moody, but they are actually doing some Vancouver runs now. So go to their Instagram or for their website, look for Lucha Libre Truck. And then you can go and try their dish. It's a one corn tortilla. It's like a corn tortilla there with fried cheese base, topped with slow cooked pulled pork in pasilla and guajillo adobo in cilantro sauce. It's a mouthful there, but you can definitely check it out on the website, vancouverfoodstore.com, for the details. The truck is actually parked on various days in different places. So Mondays and Thursdays, you got Parkside Brewery out in Port Moody. Tuesdays will be at Yellow Dog in Port Moody. And then starting on May 17th, so later this week, they'll be parked at in front of Innovative Fitness, also Port Moody, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So a little bit confusing slightly, but you have to go to the website to find all the info. And then you go to Mizell. They are located on Main Street in Mount Pleasant. They're at 12th and Main. They've done a taco camarindo. It's a tempura battered prawn with a tamarind guajira salsa and mango relish. That's another one of these mouthfuls. You'll find all the details at vancouverfoodstore.com for sure. They're at 2815 Main Street in Vancouver. So check it out again. People's Choice, voting. You can vote daily for all these different creations, just once per day. So you have to choose which creation you're going to vote for once per day. You can do that at vancouverfoodstore.com. Five foodie treats. I have actually been running this feature on my website on vancouverfoodstore.com for many years. I've had this five foodie treats, kind of like my favorite treats I've had in the last week or the last month or the last, well, depends on how often I have treats. But I was running this for quite a long time, and then I kind of stopped because during the pandemic it was kind of tricky. It wasn't, people weren't as so creative, and then I wasn't really out trying so many desserts. But back at it again. So let me talk about my favorite five foodie treats of recent. And one of them is at C Prime Modern Italian Steakhouse and Wine Bar on Burrard Street, downtown Vancouver, 1015 Burrard Street. They have an olive oil pistachio cake on right now. It is absolutely delicious. It's a deconstructed pistachio cake made with local rhubarb puree. They've done a great job. So you can try that for, it's available for dinner. And when you're in there at the restaurant, you can definitely order that when it's really good. And then another spot is Oshinori. It's in Yaletown. I talked about this recently. The matcha creme brulee is very good. So the family that owns this also owns a few other restaurants around the city. And they're very, very well versed in making desserts. They're very good at it. All the desserts are always very good. And this one is as well. So there isn't much dessert here on this menu in this particular restaurant, but they have the matcha creme brulee. I would just go in there. Aside from the food is actually delicious, but if you weren't hungry or you just wanted dessert, I would just go in there and just order dessert. I would order the matcha creme brulee because it was velvety creme. It was had an excellent matcha flavor, perfect caramelized top layer to crack. It was really good. Find it at Oshinori, 1055 Mainland Street in Yaletown. Now here's a fun one. So Coma Cafe, depends on how you want to pronounce it. They are a cafe located at 16th and Oak, and they are doing a beer bread. And I never knew, well, I mean, I knew what a beer bread was, but when I was in their cafe, I thought this was a lemon loaf, and unbeknownst to me, it's not. It's a beer bread, and they make this in-house. They change it up every so often using different beers. Currently, it's made with 33 Acres Brewing beer. In the summertime, sometimes they'll go with a different one. In the wintertime, they'll go with a heavier beer. So it always comes out a little different in taste. This was really good. And I would order again. It wasn't sweet. It wasn't like sour. It had a really good nutty flavor on the outside of the beer bread because of the beer, I suppose. And it was very nice and perfectly crispy. It was really good. You can find them at 3208 Oak Street. It's available all the time. Anytime you're in the cafe, pair it up with a coffee and you'll really enjoy it. And then Tolache, and I talk about them quite often because I'm doing lots of events with them and we're doing lots of different things. But they are now making conchas. So vanilla concha is what I had. I've actually tried another one recently too. I had a strawberry concha. But the vanilla concha was really good. Now, the only way to get the conchas are at their Saturday morning or Saturday and Sunday buffet brunch. Their Mexican brunch is when they're actually featuring the conchas. I had hinted to them that they actually may want to make these daily and take orders, but I don't know. It's a lot of work. I understand that's a lot of work. So for now, it's just available on the Saturday, Sunday brunch, and it is a delicious Mexican sweetbread. And you find them at 586 Hornby Street downtown. And then Latelle Patisserie in Mount Pleasant, 599 East Broadway, is doing Parisian flan. This is really good. It's available all the time unless it's sold out. It's sold out fairly often. Delicious custardy French flan with an almost caramelized top. It is divine. So go check that out. I just had a chance to visit Honest to Pete Coffee in Cambie Village. I've heard of them, but I didn't really know much about them. And they're located in Beaumont Studios. It has to be the smallest cafe in the city, or one of the smallest cafes in the city for sure. I had no idea what to expect, and I walked in. It's this tiny little roastery there, a coffee roaster, and a little spot for coffee, and it was really good. The owner suggested that I wanted a nice cold brew, but he suggested a nitro, and he did this, I don't know, he made this nitro cold brew. It was really good. His blend of coffee there currently is a mix of Brazilian, Mexican, and Ethiopian. It has a really good flavor to it. Definitely want to check it out. 2109 Alberta Street in Vancouver. Go check that out. Tutto Bel Il Gelato in Kitsilano. I just had a chance to visit them. They've opened up recently. I think opened a couple months ago. And a beautiful, smooth gelato. I didn't know really what to expect. I've heard about them, but I got a chance to sample a whole bunch of different flavors. My favorites of the ones that I chose, I chose pistachio. It was really good, the pistachio and the cheese fig. Different, kind of, but it was good. Had chunks of fig in it. Lawrence had a mango and the pineapple coconut. The mango was his favorite. So you can check them out, 2151 West 4th Avenue in Kitsilano. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, 75 West Coast Grill Taco is featuring their taco in our taco challenge. Currently, the Barbacoa Street Taco by Chef Matt Berta. And he has done a really good job with this. I had a chance to try this. It's really house-made, handcrafted, soft bloom corn tortillas. It was a great idea. So fresh, and they've got all sorts of different fresh ingredients on this. Really tasty beef barbacoa. He's done a really good job with this, so you definitely want to go and try it when you're in Richmond, or you just head on out to Richmond just to try it. So while I was there, I just had a house filled green salad. I had a berry mojito mocktail, and then I finished off with their lime and coconut cheesecake for dessert. They're always creating lots of different kinds of cheesecake. Currently, it's just the lime and coconut one, but definitely a spot to go and check out is this restaurant out in Richmond. And then I tried another new spot. It's called Estrado Coffee in Mount Pleasant. Also a new, recently opened. I think it's been a couple weeks now. And then this is another one of these really small cafes. Like, I've been there to this location before, but I walked in. I'm like, okay, well, they have a couple tables. It's small. You've got one guy operation there, but he's very well versed in coffee, and you can talk to him. It's called Estrado. I don't actually know what Estrado means, but I'm sure if we Google it, we will find out. But they're at 260 East 5th Avenue. It's just east of Main Street. And I had a flat white. It was very good. So definitely a great spot to go if you're in the neighborhood. And then another spot. Now, this has actually been open for a little while now. It just took me a little while to get there. So it's been open for about 5 months now. It's Tozen Sushi Bar in the Fairview neighborhood. They're at 967 West Broadway. It is actually owned by the same guy that owns Tom Sushi on Davie in the West End. And Tom Sushi, I loved, and it's been great for years. But Tozen is a totally different level. It's modern. It's upscale. It's definitely elevated. Seating was very comfortable. Service was fantastic. I sat at the sushi bar. It was very good. I just had a miso soup, a very tasty sesame lettuce salad, and the tuna bomb signature roll, but it's not actually a roll, is what I discovered. But it's crispy rice, spicy tuna, and black tobiko. It was really good. I would definitely go back there. I really enjoyed it. I would go back and have dinner with friends. I think this is a great spot. They've got these really cool kind of booth tables there. That would be great. Very modern and a great spot. So 967 West Broadway. They're just east of Oak Street in Vancouver. And then another spot. Now, this is also fairly new, although they've been around for a while. It's called Virtue Natural Bakery. And you want to know why it's called Virtue? The owner is Lisa Virtue, so it's her last name. So that was a smart idea. They're located in Kitsilano at 2245 West Broadway. She actually started in 2017, and she's a certified natural chef. And she started doing gluten-free baking and doing farmers markets. So I believe out of a commissary. So that she was doing that. She was doing really well with the markets, people ordering. It's all gluten-free. And finally had a chance to open a brick-and-mortar spot in Kitsilano. It's located right across the street from London Drugs, just west of Arbutus. And they've done a really nice job there. You get all the different kinds of coffees that you'd want, all sorts of baking. And we just went in and had one cookie because, you know, we kind of had a lot of things, a lot of different things we were trying that day. But we had one cookie with the almond butter cookie. And about that was that the reason that I chose almond butter was that they make their own almond walnut milk in-house, and the pulp of that milk is featured in this cookie. And I thought, you know what? This is unique. This is different. It was very tasty. Had it along with an iced Americano. So it was perfect. They have all sorts of different baking in there, and I was watching what customers were ordering. Everybody seems to be ordering the salted chocolate chip cookie, I think just because people just like salted chocolate in cookies. But there's lots of other things there. They have banana bread. That looked really good. They have all sorts of different bread baguettes and loaves of bread. If you go on their website, you'll find every day is a different loaf of bread, so that's kind of unique and different. And customers are coming in for bread. So obviously people have found them now. And they haven't been open for very long, but definitely something to check out. Gluten-free bakery, and I think they're doing a great job. So lots going on there. And that is it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Tune into the next episode next week to hear more interviews with chef and cookbook authors, as well as other features. Please tell your friends about this podcast and have them subscribe to the Van Foodster Podcast and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon Music to hear my weekly show covering the food scene in and outside of Vancouver.